At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with my colleague Simon Constable, who's half French and half English now. He lives in the south of France. He pays French taxes, but back home, his family and friends, everybody he went to school with, everybody who imagines their future, including some of the deceased, are now told there's going to be some painful decisions made. The new Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, head of an overwhelming Labour majority. This is very different than the U.S. Congress. If Starmer wants it, Starmer gets it. There is no opposition. There is no balancing. There is no veto. There is no checks and balances. None whatsoever. He gets what he wants. If he says painful decisions about taxes, they're coming. He also said there would be some unpopular decisions made. Simon, the puzzle about higher taxes, I'm told that the English will accept pain, but they want something for it. The rap on England has been that it hasn't grown for quite some time. Is that accurate? And the housing shortage, is that a product of no growth, of bad policy? Can Labour reverse all that and do all this with higher taxes?
That's a lot of things to unpack here. Let's start with the easy one. The housing shortage is to do with the local county councils or the city councils who have planning permission authority, and they can nix or say no to anyone who has a proposal to build something that they don't like. And in a lot of places, they don't like any growth. So there haven't been that's basically a local issue, which Keir Starmer is going to overcome by basically saying, no, you have to build some stuff. Get over it. Just get building, build up, build out, do what you have to do. We need more houses because we don't have enough for our people. It's nothing to do with taxes. That will be very good for the economy because it would grow. And hopefully, in my view, I think up is better than out because it's a relatively small island. On the taxes, this is going to be a horror show, I think. Taxes are already at their highest level. Not numerically in terms of like the rates, but because they haven't been moved up with inflation. So the tax burden on the population is huge, and it hasn't been this big, I believe, since the end of World War II. And there was a very good reason that the taxes were high at the end of World War II, just because there was a lot of money to pay back America, rebuild houses, rebuild public housing, all the rest of it. That made sense. This seems a little over the top, and the effort to blame the Conservative Party for everything, if it rains today, it's the Conservative Party's problem. If it, if it's too cold today, it's the Conservative Party's problem, et cetera, et cetera. And
we,
on it
we
goes.
Have 30 seconds.
I think
seconds,
people are going to be
30 seconds, Simon.
Yeah, I think that's very bad. And I don't think it will be. I think it'll be a dent in his reputation and not very good at all. I don't think voters will like it, but I've got another 4.5 years to wait.
And there's no blocking it if Labour wants it, is my understanding. Simon Constable, he will pay those taxes as excise taxes when he travels home to see his family and friends who are paying the higher taxes that Sir Keir Starmer says are necessary in order to, we'll see. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.